Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining the Coin Scoop again. I'm your host, Ruben.
And Chris Crypto, what's going on, Kryptonians?
What's going on, guys? How's everything this evening? This lovely, lovely Friday evening. For some of you guys, it's Saturday.
That's right. That's right. So
Everything's going well. How was New York today, Chris? How was the weather up there?
it was actually surprisingly warm. If
Nice.
that makes any sense to you whatsoever. Doesn't make any sense to me because one day it's cold, the next day it's warm. But
Like, what was the temperature over there? Paint the picture for us.
I don't know, but it was good enough to just be out there with a t-shirt on. I'll tell you that much,
Yeah.
buddy. Yep.
Nice. Nice.
I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, today was nice out here too.
Things must be heating up. You know why? Do
Shoot.
you know why, Ruben?
Shoot.
Because Bitcoin just broke $6,000 today, buddy.
Yep. I know.
It's
I
un
know. I saw that. I couldn't believe it. So it happened before the end of month.
Didn't I
And it
make a
happened well
prediction?
before the end of month, too. It's 10, 11 days before the end of the month.
Didn't I make a prediction that it was going to break? I'm about 6 days late. I think it was last Thursday, right? Last Thursday, I said it was, or last Wednesday,
You
I
did
said it
mention
was
that
going
in
to
one of the
break
shows. You said it was going to happen beforehand. You said,
by the
actually, you said
weekend.
it. Yeah. Yep.
And it happened after. Yeah,
Yep.
man. Everybody's trying to claim their way to fame, claim their way to their equal amount of Bitcoin on the new chains coming up, man.
Yeah, I know.
You
I
know,
know.
it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. Do you know anything about Bitcoin Gold?
I know absolutely nothing about it. Why? Because I hold no Bitcoin. Therefore,
No, you're wrong. You're wrong. You do hold Bitcoin, my
actually, I do.
friend.
Yeah, you're right. But it's a small amount. Small amount.
It doesn't
Thanks to
matter.
you.
Any
Thanks to you.
amount of Bitcoin at this point is good, I say. You know, if you hold some Satoshis, you don't have to hold a full Bitcoin, you know.
Yeah.
And again, that's where a lot of newbies get confused. They think that they have to buy a whole Bitcoin
Yeah,
and
actually, I was just it's funny you say that. I was watching a video today where they said, listen, a lot of people do get confused exactly what you just said, and they just think that automatically it's like I gotta sit there and go for one full Bitcoin or two full Bitcoins, three full Bitcoins, and it just doesn't work like that. Oops, I almost forgot to set up the chat.
yeah, no. I mean that's the confusion right there. But if anybody's watching, anybody listens to the podcast, just know that you can get yourself fractions of a Bitcoin and you should be completely happy doing so. You know, any amount of Bitcoin is good enough because in the future it's going to be worth a lot more than what it is today.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah,
And
definitely is.
the reason why I ask you about Bitcoin Gold is because I think it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. You know, so if nobody doesn't, well, if people don't know already, I'm pretty sure they do. Bitcoin Gold is a fork essentially that's going to happen
In the
in a
next few
few.
days.
Yeah, it's going to happen in a few days. That's a fork aside from SegWit2x, which is another fork. If it's confusing. It gets confusing. But
Try
Bitcoin.
to, you know what? Explain it briefly. Just dumb it down, though. Dumb it down.
Okay, let me try
Because
my
we
best.
already had a fork, which was Bitcoin Cash,
Yeah,
right?
you have Bitcoin Cash, okay? And Bitcoin is signaled for SegWit, right? So it's signaled for SegWit. SegWit is a segregated witness, which is they segregate some amount of information out of I guess the block of Bitcoin so that it can so this way it can speed up transactions, right? But
Now, let me ask you this. Don't mean to cut you off, but so there are several people out there that say, you're basically doubling your money. And they literally, I'm telling you, they say it just like this. And, you're doubling your money. Like, technically, what do they mean by that? By the little air quotations.
Yeah, because any fork off of Bitcoin, right? So any hard fork that happens, right? You have the main chain, and then you have these forks that are essentially taking the same code and the same history, right, from the original Bitcoin chain, but they're changing something in the software, and they're kind of going off and doing their own thing. So whatever amount of Bitcoin you get here on this chain, once it forks, you're gonna get the same amount on that chain.
So, but
And
why do people say it like it's BS?
what do you mean? Like it's not gonna have it's
No, like they like some
definitely.
people is basically saying it's hypothetical. It's like, oh, well, you're kind of, like this one guy, he was rolling his eyes. I forget his name. You know who it is. I don't know. He was just talking in his car and he says like, and he kind of rolled his eyes like as if basically it's BS,
It is because, again, any fork is kind of taking away, any fork of Bitcoin is taking resources away from the actual Bitcoin protocol, right? So if you're going to fork off and do their own thing, they're taking resources away from the original Bitcoin. I mean, so yeah, I could see why that person would be like, oh, that's because, you're getting an equal amount of Bitcoin on that chain also, but again, you're taking away resources, you're taking away time. It's kind of like, why, but you have people that wanna, they wanna, and I'll use the quotation mark thing, that wanna improve Bitcoin. So they sit there and they want to do their own hard fork. So now you have Bitcoin Cash, which forked off in August. Now we're going to have Bitcoin Gold, which is going to be forking next week. All right, Bitcoin Gold is essentially they want to bring the mining power back to the average Joe, right? So that's their thing. All right, that's their thing. They want to bring mining back to, because now if you try to mine Bitcoin, you have to get like those ASIC machines in order for it to be worth it. And you're gonna have a ton of those things.
Then you got, I was gonna say, yeah, you gotta have like a whole freaking
Yeah. And originally
model.
Bitcoin wasn't like that. People were literally you could have taken a laptop and just mined with a laptop, and gotten yourself some Bitcoins like that. And then with graphics cards, and then but eventually now it's just like they got these ASIC machines. But Bitcoin Gold is going to bring back that mining aspect for Bitcoin, right? For their Bitcoin, which is Bitcoin Gold. So now people could mine with their computers now again.
Just
So it's,
regular computers.
yeah. So now you could mine that coin using your regular computer. You're not gonna
Well,
be
not
able to do it.
necessarily a regular computer. You still got to get like, an upgraded one. You just can't do it with your regular like Dell computer, right?
I know I don't. That I don't know. That I don't know. As long as you have a decent like graphic card, I would assume, or a decent CPU. I'm not sure if it's going to be CPU mineable. So that I would have to look into. But yeah, I mean, so that idea is pretty cool. I mean, they're not trying to sit there and take the name from Bitcoin, so like you have these guys, now they want to do the 2x thing, right? The Segwit 2x fork, right? But if you look at, and this is like, this could go back to a whole conspiracy theory thing, so essentially, before we even get into that, because that's a whole nother issue, but before we get to that, you have this fork coming up, Segwit 2x, and what they want to do is they literally want to take the name of Bitcoin. They want to
How
fork
so?
off, because I guess they want to call that the real Bitcoin, and even just try to take the name. And let the original chain die. They want the original chain to die, essentially. I mean, if let's be real about it, that's what's going on.
So does that technically mean that so does that bring, I don't want to say that it brings the value down, but is it going to make it more attainable for the average Joe to buy more? Like
Of the
is the
original.
price going to go down? Then are they trying to like go back to those stages or
Of the real Bitcoin, you mean? Of the real Bitcoin?
whatever that they're trying to do? You said they're trying to basically take the reign.
Yeah, what they want to do is essentially they want to take enough resources, right, out of the original Bitcoin chain, right? The original Bitcoin core, right? They want to try to steal that. But and in essence, right, in theory, that would, right, devalue Bitcoin, right? That would make it plunder because now if they could take the name, they could take enough resources away from the original Bitcoin and tout this new chain, Segwit2x, to be the new Bitcoin, right? And not the new Bitcoin, but the real Bitcoin, then yeah, then that's kind of like a takeover right there, you know? So, I mean, so what were you gonna say? You were just about to say
Let me
something?
So the whole thing with
Because
the
it gets confusing. It gets
no, I
confusing.
know.
I know.
I know. Listen, that I'm getting to the point that I don't even want to care about that other stuff. I just want to know how to be able to buy and trade. That's it. You know? And then
Not
along
even
the way
trade.
just learn or hold, like, you know, everybody says. But so they said that the price of Bitcoin broke 6,000 on Bitfinex
I think on every, well, yeah, on Biv, yeah,
across the board.
across the board, I think it broke 6,000. Across the board, it broke 6,000. Because again, everybody's trying to, now you have everybody pulling their money back into Bitcoin, right? Because they want the money on the Bitcoin Gold fork, right? And when that happens, and then they also want to get the free money on the Segwit2x fork, right? So that's why I'm saying the price is so high right now, because you have everybody, you know, getting back into Bitcoin so they could claim their stake in these new chains. Because whatever they have on Bitcoin, once the fork happens, they'll have the equal amount in that. But it broke 6,000. But I was reading somewhere also, it actually broke 10,000 in Zimbabwe on the
Oh, well,
Zimbabwe
yeah,
exchange.
because it's like, is it, I mean, the exchange rate is just different, right? That's the reason why. I mean, I even read like last week that somewhere, I don't know if it was Zimbabwe or not, that it was already bro, yeah, it was like already, not even today, it had already broken 10,000.
Yeah, that's right. We were talking about a few episodes back in the beginning.
So
And
I don't know.
Zimbabwe. Well, yeah, it's, I mean, that's, listen, that's the news
That we're told, at
that we're
least.
told, right? That we see so far. So yeah, we're told right now that Bitcoin broke 10 G's in Zimbabwe, right? But again, I mean, they're using it now because, you know, even I was even in the same article, they were talking about in 2009, they transferred from the Zimbabwean dollar to the US dollar over there because their national currency, the Zimbabwean dollar, it lost almost all of its value. So even now, until this day, their national currency is the US dollar. How crazy is that? You know,
That
but you have a huge, you have a lot of communities out there right now that are using and they're dealing strictly with Bitcoin, right? So the more problems you keep having like that around the world, even in Venezuela, right, Argentina, Spain, Greece, right, you have these communities, bro, like literally, you know, mining operations, and they're
I check
trading
this
in
out. I
Bitcoin.
don't mean to interrupt you. Check this out. Oz just joined in, or he might
Oz,
have been
what's up,
on.
man?
What's going on, Oz? He says
What's
it's
up?
7,200 there.
It's 7,200? Oh my goodness.
Wow,
Oh
that is
my
crazy.
goodness.
That is crazy.
Look at that, people. Straight up
And that's in
facts right
Australia
there.
for the people that are watching that don't know who
Yes,
Oz is. He's from Australia, so it's
in Australia.
7,200 in Australia. That
Unbelievable.
is crazy.
Unbelievable. So there we go. We just got it straight from the source. It doesn't get any better than that, people. You
Yep,
heard it from here
exactly.
first on the Coin Scoop, baby. Get it from us first. Ah, thanks, man. But it's crazy what's happening with that. You know? 7,200, man. Wow. But yeah, man.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I don't, I mean,
Listen, who would have thought? the beginning of this year when it was 15 for when I did my ATM run, right? You could see it right in that video. That was in April, May. That was in May, and I think it was at like 1500 maybe.
Yeah.
Not even 1500. And I got some comments on that video saying, "Oh, like even in July, August, it's like, oh, you must have made a good amount now." Imagine that if you would have bought one full Bitcoin back in April, May,
Yeah.
you would have been up so much right now. You know, you would have been up so much. And speaking about Segwit 2x, I know we said we were going to get back to it and the whole conspiracy theory behind it. So that they're saying like it's going to be, I don't know if you know the group. I think it's the CGP, or the GCP, the Global Currency Group, or the Global Currency something. But those people are literally like of the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. They're like they're literal board members to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and they're behind Segwit 2x.
Oh, really?
So yeah, so that's why they're saying it's kind of like, you know, that's their way of trying to sit there and take over Bitcoin, but it's like stupid, you know. It's not gonna happen,
Nah,
you know.
it's getting to the point that it's a very, I mean, it seems, I mean, I was just watching a video before. They were saying they were saying that Ethereum, because you know how Ethereum is basically, I mean, is it safe to say Ethereum is like on the tail of Bitcoin? Somebody was just saying, like, I think 2 days ago on a video that I was watching, that they were like, that Ethereum is, although the value may not be there, but it's right, it's like, I don't want to say the value, the price may not be there yet, but the value is, you know what I mean, like neck and neck. Because
Like they like the
especially now that a lot of the I would say now more than ever, because a lot of these lending platforms are accepting. They want to, they, you know, a lot of
Ethereum.
them just basically say, listen, we take Ethereum.
Well, listen,
You don't hear
all
them say a lot, even though they still accept
if
Bitcoin, but they're like leaning more towards Ethereum.
yeah, exactly. All of the ICOs, right? So all of these ICOs coming out now, I've seen the shift. I've seen the shift as to where before it was more so Bitcoin, but now everything is Ethereum, right? They're accepting Ethereum across the board, and they actually prefer if you pay in Ethereum. And honestly, it's just easier, bro. It's easier, it's more convenient, and I would even say it's cheaper to pay in Ethereum. You know, and faster because I'm telling you, this week I'm trying to do some transactions with Bitcoin. And listen, you'll be lucky if you're waiting an hour for your stuff to get confirmed. You know, you'll be lucky if you wait an hour. You know, and I know for some people it happens faster. Sometimes it does happen faster. You know, and I don't know the technicalities behind that. I don't. I mean, it's just sometimes it's faster, and sometimes it's just really, really slow, you know. But yeah, that's a good thing that it's a good point that you brought up, because a lot of, you know, they're just accepting Ethereum across the board now, you know.
You know that kid that bought, that made the first Bitcoin transaction buying two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin?
Yeah, that's actually there's a video of that online, but go ahead.
What, he recorded himself buying it with Bitcoin?
I don't know if it's him, but there is a guy from, I think it
Jacksonville,
was,
Florida. I didn't even realize that took place
okay.
down here in Florida.
Was it in Florida? Okay, because you
Yeah, it
have a
was in
guy I was
2010. It
looking
was in
up.
2010, so I don't know if we're talking about the same video.
Okay, maybe not, because I was looking at an old video. I forget what I put in YouTube. I put in, I think it was like a Bitcoin from Bitcoin transactions 2009 or 2010. I put in something like going, you know, along the lines of like old Bitcoin transactions, and there's a guy literally recording himself like buying stuff online. I think it was pizza. He was buying pizza online with Bitcoin, and the price of Bitcoin was like $3 or something like that. It's like
Might not have
crazy.
been it. This happened in 2010, but the price of Bitcoin was a penny. Oh, not even a penny. It's 0.01.
Yeah, look at that. Look at
So what is
that.
that, 1/10 of a penny?
Yeah, 0.01,
One
I
tenth of
guess,
a
yeah.
penny.
0.01, whatever it was, you know. You had a lot of people, a lot of people doing transactions. Because who would have known? Who would have known? I even look back to Ethereum, man. I had a nice little chunk of Ethereum when it was at $12. It was at $12. It went up to $20.
When you were last down here, it was at like 60. From that,
Yeah,
when
50.
it was at 50, yeah. And then by the time you left to go back to New York, it
Yeah.
was at 80.
Yeah. Remember, I told you. I told
Yeah,
you. I
you were
said it's
telling me
gonna
right then
go
and there,
up.
you were like, you should get some because it's going to keep going up from there. And then I don't know why. I mean, I just kept procrastinating, procrastinating. And then all of a sudden, next thing I know, I checked. By the time you left, it was 80. And I'm sitting here thinking, it's not like he was down here for months.
And it went up to 400. That's a little while after
Yeah,
that,
I know.
but that'll get you. Trust me. Procrastination, is it runs in all of us, man. Trust me. You'll sit there thinking, but next thing you know, boom. Had I would have held onto the Ethereum I had. Listen, when it shot up to $20, and then it dropped back down to like $8 and $9, and I just sold it because I was just trying to cut my losses because of the Dow hack. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but yeah, I've been around. I was actually I wouldn't call myself an OG here, but I was around since the Dow days. That was such a crazy time, man. Such a crazy time.
There's
I
one
actually
I
had
don't know
some
if,
funds.
sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
There's one that's coming out that I think it's going to be working off the back of Ethereum. It's called Ether Party. Did you hear about that one?
I heard, yeah,
It's supposed to be making the whole thing with smart contracts like a lot easier. Ether Party.
gotta look into that one. There's a lot of
It's
all
like it's
these.
right now it's currently at the same stages of Dentacoin.
Oh, yeah.
Dentacoin. Yeah, there's a lot of them that are coming out. You know, I mean it all just comes out to BitAir is one. Did you bring that up? BitAir?
No, probably not.
That has that's like a travel one.
Air, no. I know
Yeah.
there's one with the guy that I know, the Bitcoin gazillionaire. He uses, I forget which app he uses, but he has an app where he, because where he when he travels and he takes his vacations, sick. But there's an app, I think it's called, what is it called? Something jet. He gets like a private jet and he pays everything directly with Bitcoin, and it's through the app. It's through the app. So I think he'll fly out of, I think he flies either out of New Jersey or the east end
Yeah,
of
I was
Long
gonna say it
Island.
would have to be either Long Island or Jersey because I don't think any private jets fly out of LaGuardia or J Kennedy.
Yeah, he'll get his thing there, and everything gets directly, like all of his expenses, like literally vacation to when he goes to Vegas, because he'll go to the conventions, the hackathons, the blockchain expos, to rent his private jet, food, everything gets paid directly with Bitcoin. Everything. He said he'll
Really?
even tip Bitcoin. Like, he'll sit there, he'll tip the pilots, and he'll tip them in Bitcoin. It's insane, bro. It's insane.
How would he do that with the pilot? What is it? The pilots? I mean, if they work for the company, they have to have wallets, I'm assuming, if they know about it.
Yeah,
You know what I
he
mean?
probably, the company itself probably has a wallet or whatever set up, and then he does the transaction with the company to get the jet. And then I guess just as like a nice gesture, the pilots themselves, of course, they'll have their own wallets. Like, you have a Jack's wallet, and then he'll sit there and, I guess as he's leaving the jet or whatever, he'll just be like, hey, boom, boom. He sends them some Bitcoin. It's insane. It's insane, man.
He's been in it since the inception. He's been it in the game, right? Like from the
Yeah,
beginning. At
yeah.
what price did he buy Bitcoin and how much did he buy?
He got into Bitcoin in 2010, and he bought $7,000 worth when it was, I
In
think,
2010?
2010.
In
I think it was
2010, it bounced between
nine and
a
$10,
hundredth
seven,
of a penny and yeah,
$10.
no, if it. No, because it didn't even break a dollar until 2011. And then by July of 2011, it was at 31.
Okay, so it was probably in
11,
2011.
probably, yeah.
Yeah, 2011, he bought it when it was $10.
Wow.
And he bought originally, I think he bought 700 Bitcoin. 700 Bitcoin that he's been holding since. You know, and he's been like, he'll invest like one Bitcoin in these ICOs every here and there. And then that one Bitcoin, if the ICO does good enough, it'll get him like 100, 200 Bitcoins, you know, and then he'll be good with that to just kind of just. So he's just been eating off the top without even touching those. And then you had the Bitcoin Cash fork. So he got 700 on the Bitcoin Cash. Now, when Bitcoin Gold happens, he'll get 700 on that. When Segwit 2x happens, he'll get another 700. So he's just sitting on just like millions, you know, like millions of dollars, you know. And then that's not even to mention, like, he got into all the juicy coins, like all the
Do you
coins that
still
are in the
see him
top
every
10.
day?
No, I don't. I don't.
Huh?
I don't. Every once in a while, I'll get a text from him to check out a certain ICO.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's amazing, man. He's running like, he's got like 10 Dash Masternodes. It's insane. It's insane how much Dash this guy has. I mean, it's unbelievable, man. Like the top
Yeah,
10
I can
coins, like
imagine.
the amount he has, like he has like thousands upon thousands, man, of these things that he's just been sitting on. You know, it's literally just been sitting on, you know. And I was always wondering, I'm like, why is this guy like, you know, like he's just like such a just a happy dude. Like he's always just like eating, like is like cracking jokes, listening to music, singing. Like he's just like wild out. He's just kind of wild out there. He's real cool,
He doesn't
you know.
care. He
He
doesn't
just
need a
doesn't.
job.
He's just like. And I'm like, when I heard about it, when I found out, I was like, oh man. I was like, no wonder why, man. No wonder why,
I
you
know. I
know.
remember
No
when you
wonder why
told me.
he's
I
like
remember
that.
the night you found out. You called me up when you got home that
Oh
night,
my God,
and you
I
were
was
just
sick to my
like
stomach.
flipping out.
I was sick to my stomach, bro. But yeah, so somebody like him, he could benefit, I mean, crazy off of these forks, you know. But I don't know. We gotta see what happens. We gotta see what happens with all this madness, man.
There's a lot of
With all the
coins coming. I mean, a
madness.
lot of ICOs coming out, I should say. A lot of ICOs, crowd sales. You got, have you heard of
Yeah, I mean,
Atlant? Atlant? That's supposed to be like a real estate platform. That
not
one.
really. I mean, there's a bunch. There's a bunch, man. I've been seeing these things for so long now. I was just like, ugh, it's kind of like turned off by all these ICOs coming out. I don't know. Some,
Listen,
it's like
if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
true, true,
If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. You know what I'm
very
saying?
true, very true.
It's not easy because you who know you imagine how many people finally just decide to pull the trigger, they
Yeah.
get into it and they see the amount of time that it entails, the amount of research, and you
Yeah.
still don't even understand what the hell is going on. Your head is spinning on your shoulders, and then they just finally
Yeah.
just decide to just back out.
And then on top of all that, right? On top, let's just say you're in, which is crazy. Let's just say you're in 10, 15 ICOs, right? That means that's a lot. That's a lot, right? So now with that, now you have to sit there, and if you have your funds tied up, right? Because you get to play the game, right? You're gonna hold. You're gonna hold because those that hold get the most, right? In the end, right? That's how it's supposed to work, right? Then you gotta have the scrotum. You gotta have the freaking balls to sit there and hold on to it and not do anything with that. You gotta like hold for at least a year, right? If you really believe in that project, minimum a year. It should be longer than that. But minimum a year, and so you have to sit there and like, and every time it doesn't go up or it goes up and it goes down, it's like damn, 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 you know. So that in itself is like a grueling process, you know. Or you could have what happened with something like Regal Coin, where Regal Coin, the ICO is $1, and then a month later it's $45, you know. So if you would have invested even $1,000, you're sitting on 100 grand, you know. So. Like that in less than a month. You know?
Yeah.
But it's just the name of the game. You know? Sometimes it's hard. It's hard to pick these ICOs. It's hard to pick these coins out, these projects, you know. That's why you really gotta do a lot of research. And that's why I mentioned it again. Me personally, I sit there and I have to say there's gonna be some type of buzz about it, and it's gonna be like across the board, you know,
Yeah.
like people have to be talking about it. It's gonna be some type of, but
Listen, like I said,
and
if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
very true, very true, but interesting, interesting.
I was wants to know, did you look more into Electra, thinking of getting a lot more?
Electra, yes, I did, yes, I did, and I did make a position. I did make a position in Electra, not much at all. So yeah, we'll see how that one goes. We'll see how that one goes. I did take a position, I should say. Not as much as I did in Gold Reward, but I am in the game. I am in the game. Hopefully. I don't know. Hopefully, it does something. Even with that Hextra, also Hextra, I was finally able to get my little coins.
You're able to get your beak wet with Hextra.
Yeah, after a week of having a 5 to 10 second window to try to get those coins, I'm like, it's ridiculous. Finally, today, it happened.
How long is that going on for now?
I think another 10 more days, 9 more days, or something. So that's going to be interesting, but like Hextra's like it's all the same on all these platforms. Electra though, Electra looks again, man. Electra looks pretty good so far, man.
No,
Let's
I
just
know. I
hope
remember
that.
when we did the little thing. I like that one.
I think those are like the top ones right there. I think they said if you're in Electra, there's a guy out there. What was it, Electra Gold Reward? Are his favorite ones Electra Gold Reward? Antonio something.
Yeah, those seem to be
Yeah,
some of
he's out there.
the top ones. That one, as Croco also is making some noise.
It's Croco. Yeah, that's just too expensive, man. $3. I think at this point it's $3 a pop.
Hextra
But yeah, this is
coin, Western
this.
coin.
Western coin, yeah, that's I don't know what the deal is with that one. And the Regal coin seems to still be locked out for a lot of people. But those daily payouts from Regal, man, are ridiculous. It's like 1.5% consistently. I don't know, man. That's kind of like it's definitely cool to see that going up,
Yeah, of course.
It's pretty wild. Let's just hope that it's sustainable,
Well, I think that's it for the night.
Yes,
We had
sir.
a nice little talk. We didn't get too much into some new ICOs because we were a little distracted with the one of the landmarks of Bitcoin breaking history once again.
That's right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you out there that did join us this evening, thank you for watching. Oz, it's been a pleasure once again. We'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're probably going to spend a lot longer time since we'll be at our where we need to be for the weekend. So we'll have a nice little setup and we'll probably go on tomorrow for like definitely an hour, maybe even two.
Yep.
Maybe we'll
Yes,
see if we can
sir.
make it a party, get a bunch more people in here, you know?
It's going to be
But,
a thorough discussion.
yep. All right, Chris, I'll see you tomorrow, I guess. Oz, have a good night. And those of you that
Oz,
joined
later, man.
us, thank you.